Hello, Pastor Brandon here. Happy New Year. It is Friday, January 1st, 2021. And here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue as a family of families to seek after Him this new year in 2021. Today, we'll be reading Psalm 1, 1 through 6, 1 Chronicles 4, 1 through 23, and Acts 9, 10 through 22. We'll be starting with Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits at the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates. Day and night, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 1 through 23. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shabal, Rahayan. The sons of Shabal fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Amai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister was Hazelephoni. And Penuel fathered Gedor, and Ezra fathered Husha. These were the sons of the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem, Asherher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore him Azama, Hefer, Timini, and Hahashtari. These were the sons of Naara. The sons of Hela, Zereth, Izhar, and Ethanan. Koz fathered Anub, Zobeba, and the clans of Ahahel. The son of Haram, Jabez, was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, so that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. Chilab, the brother of Shunha, fathered Mehir, who fathered Eshton. Eshton fathered Beth Rapha, Pazia, and Tahina fathered of Irnahash. These are the men of Rekah, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Sariah, and the sons of Othnieli, Hathath, and Moitiah. Montiah fathered Ophrah, and Shariah fathered Joab, the father of Geharashim, so called because they were craftsmen, the sons of Caleb, the son of Jepunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the son of Elah, Kenaz, the sons of Jehalalel, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Azarel, the sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. These are the sons of Bithai, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married, and she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Ishtomah, and his Judahite wife bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekathiel, the father of Zanoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kilah, the Garmite, and Ishtomiah, the Makathite. The sons of Shimon, Anon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon, the sons of Iz-Hi-Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth, the sons of Shelah, and the son of Judah, the father of Lekalada, the father of Marsha, and the clans of the house of linen workers at Beth Ashbia, and Jochim, and the men of Kozabah, and Joash, and Saraph, who ruled in Moab and returned to Lehim. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters who were inhabitants of Netaim and Gedar. They lived there in the king's service. Acts chapter 9, verse 10 through 22. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has the authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on the name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, Is not this the man who had made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose to bring them bound before the chief priest?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord. And the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.